Forgiven people forgive. But let's be really honest. Forgiveness, it's really hard, isn't it? Put your hand up. Yeah. Yeah. Come on, it's really hard. Yeah, I find it hard. Maybe someone's lied to you. They've let you down. They've hurt you really deeply, that it cuts to your heart. And maybe, you know, they've not even said sorry. So why should or would you forgive someone who doesn't deserve it? Now, I've got a story here, and it's a true story, and I'm all right to share it. So it's about a friend of mine, and she's a strong Christian woman, and she went through a really, really painful marriage. Now, her husband, he wasn't a believer. And over time, he broke that trust again and again and again. And he lied to her, he cheated. And eventually, that marriage completely fell apart and it led to a divorce. She was devastated. She tried everything to keep that marriage together. But she was angry as well. And that's a natural feeling. And you know what? She wanted to hurt him. Like she was hurting. And in that place of that deep pain, she did some things that were really out of character, trying to get even, to make the score. All these tally charts she'd got. She wanted to get even. She wanted to hurt him. Now, but it didn't help. The pain, it stayed. Then one Sunday, she showed up at a church. After the service, she walked up to the room. The vicar came and spoke to her. She sat at the front of the cross and she cried out to God. She asked him to forgive her for that bitterness and the revenge, the things that she'd done out of her hurt. And right there, in that moment, God met her. His grace lifted the weight she'd been carrying. And in that moment, there was God offering that complete forgiveness and grace. Now, from that day, she began to heal. But it took a long, long time. And some time later, she actually bumped into her husband when she was out of the shop. And he said to her, "Why would you forgive me after everything I've done?" And she looked at him and she said, "Because God has forgiven me, I can forgive you too." And that's grace. It's not easy. It doesn't erase the pain. But when we experience the God of grace, the grace of God at the foot of the cross, it changes us. And it gives us that strength to offer that same grace to others. Now Jesus said in Matthew verse 33, "Shouldn't you have mercy on your fellow servant as I had on you?" Now, we forgive not because people always deserve it, but because we didn't deserve it either. And yet, God forgave us. Isn't that a wonderful story of how grace actually does work? Now, I've got all overwhelmed. So in Jesus' story, the servant who refused to give, he'd forgotten something big. He'd forgotten how much he'd been forgiven. He thought he could earn it back or deserve it. And then the gentleman I mentioned earlier, Aaron Cerrone from the Biblical Counselor, he puts it like this. If we don't know and understand the immensity of our own depths of sin, we don't have a chance of having forgiving hearts. And he goes on to say, self-righteousness is poison to forgiveness. Because sometimes we go, "It's all right. I'm not as bad as them. It weren't much. You're only a little thing. I only said that." I never really did anything wrong. But Jesus reminds us, you were forgiven billions. But then the servant, he was like choking somebody over a few hundred. You know, you just think, why? Have you ever done that in your own heart? Held a grudge for years and years and years. True forgiveness doesn't wait for people to deserve it. Is the truth. So God's amazing grace forgives you fully, freely, and forever. That kind of grace changes everything. It reminds us true forgiveness doesn't wait for people to deserve it. God doesn't want us to be trustworthy before forgiving us. He sees the sin in our hearts, and yet he moves towards us in the midst of our guilt. God meets us at the foot of the cross. That's grace. Undeserved, unearned mercy. Now, Jesus teaches us the real forgiveness is, I forgive you, I cancel that debt that I owe you, and I won't hold it against you anymore. It doesn't mean forgetting about it. Forgiveness is not forgetting, because that's passive. That's a passive thing. Forgiveness is active. It's active. It's actually going to God. It's his job. And we have to display that. Are we active in showing God's grace to others? A question to think about. Are we trying to be God? Thinking, oh, it's okay. I'll manage this one myself. I can manage that without God, I don't need him. Forgiveness is not about us, is it? Who's it about? It's about God and what God can do. God's amazing grace forgives you fully, freely, and forever. That's the power of true forgiveness, not our willpower. Our willpower is like, mine's way down there. You know, that's why we need God. But God's mercy flowing through us, God's forgiveness has no bounds to our limited forgiveness what we have. Forgiveness is a promise, not a feeling. It's saying, you don't owe me anymore. You put it down. You don't owe me anymore. Maybe today, you're called to take that first step. Not necessarily a resolution, because that takes two people. But you can start with an attitude of forgiveness in your heart before God at the cross. Forgiveness, it's not about pretending that nothing happened. It's saying, I remember, but you know what? If you put the fire, I'm not holding that IOU against you. I'm not holding it against you. That's what God does with us. He like, God, wiped it clean. Now, kids, can you bring up your piece of paper for me? Have you got help written on it? Is it clean? Right. Bring it up anyway. Bring it up anyway.
What are we supposed to write on them?
Something like a grievance or something somebody's done to you. It can be just an example.
Okay, so what should we write down? Should we write close? Should we write on here?
It could be
lies.
That someone's lied. Have you got
lies.
One on the leaf?
You're going to write lies.
Come
on
then.
Lies.
Have you got something you want to write on it?
Thank you.
Brilliant. Bring me yours. So what's this say? Lies. I'm going to need this.
Fidel, if you punch in, he'll have something to write.
Yeah, that's it. Do that. Yeah. Are we ready? Come on, guys. Have you got one? Are you coming with them? Come on, then. So we've got mice, our first one.
The parable Jesus
Jesus tells leaves us with an open-ended story and a challenge. If we've begun to experience God's boundless love in Christ, will we let it transform us into God wants us to be? So let me leave you with this final question. Now that God's amazing grace lives in you, who is he asking you to forgive from the heart? Amen.